attention there. Give my attention there. For example, we live in Australia at the moment. The scripture says, unless you were born in a Brahmin's family, then you shouldn't perform certain practices of religion. So which one of us was born in a Brahmin's family? So that part of the scriptures doesn't apply to us. Still, there are other parts of the scriptures that say, he on the tip of whose tongue the holy name is always being chanted, he's pure. He studied all the scriptures. He's bathed in all the holy rivers. And he's better than a Brahmin who doesn't chant the holy name. So that gives us courage. It gives us hope in our course of life in this world. So to consider the good works of this world, therefore, on the same level as chanting the holy name, is also considered detrimental to us and offensive. Like even a fire ceremony, to consider a fire ceremony on the same level as the holy name, it's mentioned, dharma brata, a vow, a fire ceremony, and good works to the people, religiosity. I once asked Srila Guru Maharaj, Srila Swami Maharaj, he solemnized the giving of the holy name with a fire ceremony. Remember I told you that one time? But Srila Saraswati Thakur, there was no fire ceremony. Fire ceremonies was previously and is generally only done for giving a thread, a sacred thread, to a Brahmin gentleman, through which they have the authority to also perform a fire ceremony and worship the deity. But it was previously never given, never done at the time of giving first initiation, Harinam. But Srila Swami Maharaj Prabhupada did, so I asked Srila Guru Maharaj, if the eighth offense to the name is to consider the name on the same level, bad question, no doubt, challenging, but for the purpose of knowing, not for the purpose of offending, then how is it that that holy name giving ceremony is solemnized by a fire ceremony if it's an offense to consider them equal? What's the justification? Someone has to ask it sometime, I suppose, sooner or later. So I asked. Guru Maharaj smiled. And his reply was very, like many of his replies, his reply was very expansive, what you could call Paramahansa reply. His reply, he just smiled and he said, when there is a famine, distribute food at any cost. I was satisfied. And ninth is to give the holy name to the faithless, or to instruct others in the glories of the holy name to those who don't have faith in it. Tenth is to maintain one's ego, to maintain that I am holier than others when taking the name, even though Mahaprabhu taught us, Dhinada Pishwani Chena, Tarodi Vasa Hishnuna, Omanina Manodena Kitaniya Sodahari. I am superior and I chant Hare Krishna. Those who do not chant, they are inferior. Or amongst those who chant Hare Krishna, I hold the highest position, and all the others, and so on and so forth. Ego, the greatest obstacle, worst and most insidious enemy to the chanting of the holy name, to the service, world entrance to us. And by the same token, therefore, the dissolving of which is our greatest blessing. And what a great blessing for us that Acharya Dev Srila Govinda Maharaj travels shore to shore and throughout the ether and every possible facility. His message is going out to be humble, tolerant, and give honor to others. And this is the method of chanting the name. So that last offense is directly helping us to remember Mahaprabhu Sri Chaitanya Dev's instruction. Once I remembered somewhere in London, perhaps, amongst some of the devotees there, some quarrel happened. It happens, what can we do? We are members of this world, and we are living in this age of Kali, the age of quarrel. And at our stage, quarrel may break out, and it happened at one point. And I was confused, and I came to India, and Srila Govinda Maharaj said to me, Mahaprabhu taught us to be humble and tolerant. Tolerate it. And it will diffuse. And then I think Maharaj noticed, saw my tribulation from that quarrel and my feelings of it was very cruel that such thing was happening and so on and so forth. Then he chastened me and he said, it is not mundane, Mahaprabhu said, to tolerate and give honor to others and be humble. He said, it's not a material thing that he instructed, it's a spiritual thing. And I was alerted there. Because the instruction to do so is not simply to harmonize. It cannot be that Mahaprabhu's instruction was to harmonize with the material world and then again become victimized or bound by the material world. Certainly it was for the opposite of that, to enable us to chant the name purely and not be a member of the material world. In this way. But in as much as we are more inclined to be members of the material world in our conditioned state, unfortunately we may pass off his instruction as incidental. And that would be our loss. So, praying for the grace of Hari Guru and Vaishnava, then we will be always supremely benefited if we can avoid these offenses to the Holy Name and take happily to heart those teachings as in Padma Purana. And Srila Govinda Maharaj also wrote that song, Harinam Maha Mantra, Sarva Mantra Sar, Jader Kuruna Bole Jagate Prachar, Sei Nam Parayana Sadhu Mahajan, Tade Tahadera Nindana Koriha Kodachan. First, those verses he wrote in Bengali, telling each of those. If we memorize that song, then that will protect us if we can. And I've heard Maharaj advise that when giving Harinam. Meditate on this means memorize this. Know this. So I hope I pray my rendition will also be free from those offenses by the grace of Sri Gurudev and Vaishnavas and the Lord and his associates. And if you have not seen, then Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, it's mentioned at the time of initiation, the devotee gives himself to Krishna, and Krishna accepts him as his own and as good as himself. He accepts him with his divine love. So when that holy name enters the ear, that divine name, although our tongue is mundane, our ear is mundane, then the question is, how can we hear and how can we chant that name with a mundane ear and a mundane tongue, which is a divine name? But the answer is given that because the Lord accepts that devotee as his own, as a member of his family, I'm trying, as we can explain as well as we can. Therefore, at that time when Krishna says, you're as good as I am, then his body becomes spiritual. At that moment, everything becomes spiritual. Then the question will come, but we don't see it spiritual now. The answer is that when can now to chant again that name, having received it, it will come out again, and it will again spiritualize everything it touches. Therefore, that name must be received from that agent. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur has mentioned that there are two receivings of the holy name. One is, we hear many devotees are chanting the Vaishnavas, and we hear the holy name. Aha, what is it? We think. Then we feel some attraction. And we think, I want to be with these persons. They are so good, they are so kind, they have something. I want that thing. And we come there. But the second, that's the first hearing of the holy name. Our faith grows. But the second hearing is we must hear it from the Shuddha Bhakta, from the pure devotee. And if I may say, by his grace, when Srila Govinda Maharaj gives the holy name, at that time when he chants the Maha Mantra, I always feel that is a time when I must, just as bowing to the deity, because it's coming from him. And we're trying to chant, and he's happy if we try also. And we must. But when it comes from his lotus mouth, Krishna coming is coming there. And if our mood is in that way, we will perceive at the proper time how his delivery, how the delivery of Gurudev contains all the symptoms of ecstasy, although guarded. The perception of those things will come to us at the time when it is happy for us and necessary for us. But I can give a small example nonetheless, praying for their grace. And that example is, I don't know how good it is, but when Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj used to chant Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari, I don't know how many present today were present at those times, but whoever was, I know that they knew that everything was suddenly transformed. Whatever you were thinking about, just to see him doing that, to hear him doing that, to see his expression, it transported one. So something very special was present there always. Then Sridhar Maharaj expressed at times when persons of lesser caliber apparently would chant that song, expressed some anger, some feelings of anger. What is their Jayaradama? So then from that we also learned that there was something not to be touched by all there, although it's one of the simplest songs in the book, only 3 lines long or something. There was some ostensible arrogance on the part of some who would sing that. Then later, when world tour began in 1992 by the grace of the devotees in Australia and around the world, a stop was Australia, first invitation. So here is something. But when it began, and Srila Maharaj, at the end of his talk, and what we will chant, then praying for his grace, I took courage and I whispered in his ear, if you could chant Jayaradama, Kunja Vihari, Gopi Janavallava Giri. And as soon as he did that, again that same thing was brought down. That same, everyone, as Shuddha Jarvapu, the writer of Vaishnav Toshini, he wrote that very beautifully. And he chanted Jayarada Madhava, and everybody remembered Srila Prabhupada like this. It is not to establish his glories that we always have to quote that Prabhupada did this or Prabhupada did that. It is not that. Nor is it anything less in his glories. It's the greatest thing. Because after all, how we knew about him if not for Prabhupada. But that is a symptom, if you like, of particular type of ecstasy. Although we may not necessarily see someone rolling on the ground. And another thing we can also find is in the writings, in the biographers, the transcendental biographers of Mahaprabhu. Here we find one devotee coming to see Mahaprabhu and rolling on the ground. Bhume Guri Jai. Rup Sanatan, rolling on the ground. If we say, well, I haven't seen that, then we have to go a little deeper into those writings. And we should see it in those writings. Very sweet things are given there. Very, very sweet. And they will come into our inner heart. Oh. There's also another verse there. Evam vrata shapriya nama kita jata anurag rago dutta chitta mucchai hasatya to roditi rotika yattun madhavan nityati lokabhaja. In those hearts, in those persons whose hearts some love for their Lord has come, they will chant and dance like madmen without caring what outsiders think. We have seen a little bit of that here. Have we not, Muridhar Prabhu? You may not have seen anyone. Jai Muridhar Prabhu ki jai. Yes, Prabhu. It would of course depend on the faith of that person. If that person had much faith, then your statement would have been enough for them. But if their faith was very peripheral or very shallow, then they would say, well, what are you talking about? It would depend on the recipient, the perspective of that person. if they had much faith, then your statement would have been a great, although they may have been younger, perhaps, but your statement would have given much solace to them, should have. At times, actually, not at times, I think almost always, when Srila Maharaj speaks, one of the things that I find most like a heart massage, if you like, is that it's very, very simple. In one respect, he says, I don't know English very well, so he speaks very simply. But he elucidates everything in a very clear way. It's a flow, a clear flow, crystal clear flow. And that's hard to find in anyone. It's hard to get that. General preacher may feel, I can't talk about these things over and over again. Often it may be felt, you know, oh God, you know, now I have to preach to everybody that they're not this body again and all this kind of stuff. So on and so forth. But when there is a genuine touch with the higher realm, the simplest truths are given out and felt by the sincere souls as great nectar. Even I've heard many times before, new light will be found in those simple truths. One will find oneself applying them to his or her 1996 own life. One will find oneself applying them to one's own life, one's own thoughts at the time of hearing those things. There is mentioned somewhere one devotee called Nityananda Das said, what am I to his guru? Am I a neophyte devotee or a middle devotee? I certainly don't think that I'm an Uttam devotee, super devotee, three classes. And then Guru replied, with a name like Nityananda Das, you must be the highest devotee. Sometimes there's a type of joking like that. But when Gurudev is joking like that, we also cannot understand. We may not get the touch of reality in that as well. Do you follow? That's another type of ecstasy. Sometimes when Maharaj is giving initiation and some small boy will come this high, only 5-6 years of age and shaven with tilak and bright, then Maharaj will say, oh, a very big devotee. I've heard him say it a couple of times. A big devotee. But the boy is so high. He's now become a big devotee. But that devotee will remember that whole life. There's a type of ecstasy. We may try to express it in a way which will not be ambiguous with the imitator's tendency. We may try to express guardedly that which we feel to be truly divine phenomenon, but we shall try to express that to our friend in a way that they can appreciate it, accommodate it at their stage of faith. Otherwise, it may be misinterpreted by them. With sympathy for their nature and particular stage, if we are elder, so to say, then we must feel what the younger family member, we must feel intuitively what younger friends, how they feel, like our children, perhaps. Then we will know, we have some feelings what will be beneficial for them or not in that way. And that will be also guided by our own experience of when we did wrong or when we saw light. And we wouldn't want our own friends or new friends or children, or as it be as it may, we wouldn't want them to have to suffer the same trauma we did, or may be suffering at this time, for that matter. And by doing so, we may be saved as well. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Yeah, it's like swimming in the ocean and going with the waves and very ecstatic in the beginning, and suddenly the ocean become like condensed milk, got stuck in the mud. That way, when starting, we become ecstatic and very enthusiastic, and preaching also, a preacher, the enthusiasm of being a preacher, and then some harsh home truths coming to us. Sometime later, maybe many years later for some, maybe a few minutes later for others, then the feeling that now I'm stuck in the mud and I can't get out. Those kinds of feelings in the hearts of a practitioner. But they have to be endured, they have to be tolerated, and one must continue. And again, another relief will come, and another obstacle may come. Waves. Then when we may feel that the waves, the reliefs are coming more often than the mud, then some hope and prospect will come to us more, and more deeply we shall try to serve our Lord. And He will be pleased with that and give us His affection and rise like the sun in our heart and destroy all our mushrooms forever. It's a progression. So patience is a virtue. Then Srila Maharaj may come soon, I think so. Jai Om Vishnupad Paramahansa Srila Bhakti Sundara Govinda Dev Goswami Maharaj Ki Jai. God Pevarandi.
महाप्रभु की जय रूपानुग गुरुवर्ग की जय परिणाम संकीर्तन की जय समागत वैष्णव मंडल की जय ऑल द असेंबली डिवोटीज की जय श्री चैतन्य सारस्वत मिशन की जय हरिदास ठाकुर की जय गौर प्रभानंदी प्लीज टेक सीट प्रभु इफ यू हैव एनी क्वेश्चन That will be good for me to answer. You are all the devotee assembled here. I have got good fortune to meet with you all in this occasion. Mahaprabhu's installation coming very soon. Mercifully, Mahaprabhu come from India. And bestowing his mercy all over the world, also especially in Australia. So many devotees living in Australia. And tomorrow also, Prabhupada Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, who is our exalted Acharya in preceptorial line, and who organized with a new method, the Krishna consciousness. Before it was Rup Sanatan method of Rup Sanatan, but that was polluted by Saudiism and also attacked by Mayavadism. Weak person, they cannot fight with Mayavadism and they surrender to Mayavadism. And who is trying to follow Rupa Sanatan's adarsha,
ideal,
they are also mostly become Sahajya and went down to Sahajyaism. And from there, Saraswati Thakur mercifully appeared by the grace of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, prayer of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, and Mahaprabhu's grace. Gaurakishore Das Babaji Maharaj told to Saraswati Thakur not to go to Calcutta, that is Kalisthan, the place of Kali. But Saraswati Thakur said, this way my Guru Maharaj indicated, go there and fight and start totalitarian war against Maya, and that is the best place for you. We heard from Guru Maharaj Napoleon Bonaparte, 19 years old, when he became general, he attacked the anti-group, France, no? And he attacked where his vital point, vital enemies, stable, there he attacked. And their kings, they asking, yeah, why you are defeated by that young man? And the against party, they told, young men do not know the rules and regulation. When you want to attack, you must attack the weak point of others' enemies. And he is not doing that. He is doing attacking in super strong point. There he is attacking. Then making some massacre. Then that king said, oh, he is unqualified, but he is defeating this way. And you are qualified, you cannot defeat him. You are all disqualified. The Saraswati Thakur style was that fire is so great, disturbance coming from the Kali, coming from Maya. Totalitarian world declared in that place, in Calcutta, especially. This is the feelings of Saraswati Thakur. And not only that, he organized so high standard the devotion to Krishna. And tomorrow is disappearance festival day. We will observe here from 10 o'clock. If we can do earlier, that is very good. But I think so not will be possible. The devotee will come from. But all devotees will join in this festival, that is good. If all devotees will join. Anyhow, if you have any question, a short question is good, but what is short and what is long, you do not know, I also do not know. But you can do for clarification of our mood of preaching. Also, yes, Prabhu. Yes. It is a very good question. And this question also come to me. And Guru Maharaj, I asked Guru Maharaj, when Guru Maharaj manifested his own bhajanashram, Sri Chaitanya Sarasvati Math, there was only Mahaprabhu. I have seen only Mahaprabhu manifested and Giridhari was there. And he is also. That time, I asked Guru Maharaj, I joined 1947 and installation of the DT was 1944. After 3 years I joined. Then I asked Guru Maharaj, why only Mahaprabhu is here? And Guru Maharaj has given answer. You are worshipper of Radha Govinda. And our line, exclusive devotional line for satisfaction of Radha Govinda, we are trying under guidance of Rupa Manjari and Lalita Devi. And it is supremely going to Radharani's service. Radharani is our worshipable general, and Lalita Devi is whole in charge of the servitors, and under her guidance, exclusive service charge I've got Rupa Goswami. And Mahaprabhu is non-different form of Radha Govinda. Then Mahaprabhu can stay with Radha Govinda, no problem. But if Nityananda will come there, their relationship will be disturbed with Radha Govinda. We can worship Nitai चैतन्य और निदाय गौरांग सेपरेट सिंहासन थर्न थ्रोन सेपरेट थ्रोन वी कैन वर्शिप बट इन सेम सिंहासन महाप्रभु कैन स्टे विथ राधा गोविंद बट नित्यानंद प्रभु कैन नॉट स्टे देयर सम डिस्टर्बेंस विल कम इन रसो विचार रिलेशनशिप ही इज elder brother, no? He's older brother of Krishna, then he must be outside, must keep him outside from Radharani. And Mahaprabhu's mood not will be perfectly and properly manifestation. Mood not will manifest. My English is, you must make correct.
Perfectly manifest
if there Nityananda Prabhu will stay. And for that, Nityananda Prabhu not stayed in Puridham. You know, your Mahaprabhu said, Nityananda Prabhu, you go to Radha Desh and bestow your mercy, my mercy, through you they will get. But you not will stay in Puri. What for my appearance, that is, Sri Radhaya Pranamahima Kidrishova Noeva, Saddo Jenad Bhutamadhurima Kidrishova Madhiya, Mahaprabhu's manifestation means Radha Govinda combined form. And Mahaprabhu taken hell and halo of Radharani. Heart and halo. Hell not heart. What qualified English? Anyhow, you are all tolerant and sober. Heart and halo taken for testing the mood of Radharani. Which way Radharani testing? See Krishna's service. See Radhaya Purnama. Which way Radharani with his full Purnamahima? Purnaya Mahima. Purnaya means love. Test for testing the divine love and affection. And how much that is deepest to know that and how much the glorious and tasteful and ecstatic form of Krishna himself tested by Radharani. And how much deepest relationship in paramore love existing within Radharani. These three wants to test Krishna himself, but without taking her form, her mood, Krishna cannot test it. Krishna was so beautiful, and he wants, he sometimes becoming mad to see his own self in the mirror. And he is forgetting it is mirror, and he is going to embrace his own self, like that form of Krishna. And Radharani always sees embracing Krishna and testing the Krishna's beauty, etc., and giving satisfaction to Krishna thousand times more and more, which way Krishna was too much attracted with Radharani. Not only attracted, if Radharani going and distributing food to Krishna and other sakhas by the order of Mother Jasomati, and sometimes her anchal, many cloth, blowing cloth, from cloth some air going to Krishna, and Krishna thinking, I am so fortunate that air come, Radharani's cloths there. Breeze come from Radharani's cloth, that Krishna, jasya kadapi vasanam chalakhela rattu dhanyati dhanna vasanena kritarthamani, pavanena kritarthamani, yogindra durkhamagatir madhusudanopi, tasya namastu visobhanu hubo disepi. This is Pana Mantra of Pradhananda Saraswati for Radharani. And that Radharani is moved and heart taken. Krishna wants to test his madhurima, ecstasy, super ecstasy. Then Mahaprabhu wants to do to stay in the Puri Gambhira. If there Nityananda is present, the mood will be disturbed. That is, relationship is different type. Then Mahaprabhu told to Nityananda, Prabhu, go to Rajasa. Even that, Nityananda Prabhu cannot stay to leave Mahaprabhu, then he coming every year, dishonoring Mahaprabhu's order. He is Nityananda, is Nityananda. He is beyond the control of any transcendental or mundane illusion. Illusion of transcendental, illusion of mundane, beyond his position.